Just a few miles east of Indianapolis's glimmering downtown, the view from Chester Avenue is pretty bleak. Every third or fourth home in this neighborhood is boarded up and vacant. More than half of the families here live on less than $30,000 a year. The people here would probably be considered at-risk students if they were still students in the Indianapolis public schools. So it's Henry Jordan's job to reclaim them for IPS.
Some of our educators have left our kids behind, but we've got to go back and go get them.
Jordan's a dean at Washington Community High School during the school year, but this summer, he's going door to door, flanked by three parent liaisons in blue t-shirts. They're armed with lists of students who've dropped out, who were lost in the state takeover process, more on that in a moment, or left the district for another school.
Renaya is 7, so she was lost to a charter.
Okay. Their sales pitch? If you dropped out, IPS has options to help you finish your diploma. If you're not happy with your charter school, we want you back. But getting the right person to come to the door is often the biggest challenge. A lot of the addresses the teams get are wrong. Families here move a lot. Some people simply aren't home. And others?
Who is it? I'm from Indianapolis Public Schools.
Kids see roadblocks that are not really roadblocks.
Speaking at a district registration fair at Washington High School, IPS Director of Student Assignment Rocky Grismore says students drop out or leave the district for any number of reasons. He says the key to bringing them back is to let them know personally the district is willing to work with them.
If we can develop a relationship that allows that student to ask for somebody to help them over that first hurdle, that's why I'm here.
But even those planning to come back to school aren't always interested in coming back to IPS.
But he had a few problems in IPS.
Frances Morgan is talking with the IPS team on her front porch. They contacted her about her grandson, Xavier, but not because he dropped out. The district didn't hear from Morgan when they asked her whether she wanted Xavier to attend T.C. Howe High School next year, even after the state takes it over. He defaulted. He was automatically enrolled in the new takeover school. IPS parent liaison Alenia Moore wants to let Morgan know she can still change her mind.
Okay, you understand that Howe isn't an IPS school anymore.
Yeah, it's
charter.
I think Xavier might be better at charter school because he was getting in so much trouble with IPS.
Okay.
So I think I might want to try that charter.
Have you tried the magnet programs?
Morgan does perk up at the mention of the district's selective magnet schools. She takes some of IPS's paperwork, but still says she has a decision to make. Not far from Morgan's porch, though.
What sports do we play?
He's wrestling and football.
Okay.
Rhonda Robison has been waiting for the IPS team. Her son was automatically enrolled in a takeover school, too, but only because of an administrative snafu. She wants him to remain in IPS. But Robison says getting him re-registered would have been a hassle.
Having the IPS come to do the reclaim program from house to house is good for, you know, people like me who cannot get out and have that time or the transportation to be able to do that.
Between students lost to dropout, charters, or those who defaulted to takeover schools, IPS hopes to contact 7,200 households this year. But district officials know they're not likely to get anywhere near that many students to return. Last year, the district knocked on 5,000 doors. Barely 100 students came back. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.